May I have your attention, please?
Your attention, please?
This is Attention, Please on KPTZ, Port Townsend. I'm Larry Stein. And it's Film Festival week. Port Townsend Film Festival 2023 starts on Thursday afternoon. The festival is in its 24th year. This is the second full September festival under the leadership of Danielle McClelland, the new executive director. For my annual overview on the festival this year, I was happy to speak with a longtime staff member, and this year, program manager of the festival, Christy Spencer. We started talking about some of the changes for this year's festival. There are a lot of traditions in the Port Townsend Film Festival, and you're all tweaking those traditions a little bit. And I like what you're doing. Let's talk about the filmmakers parade and
Absolutely. Probably the biggest kind of spin that we're making on this tradition of the filmmaker parade. So historically, this parade is held Friday afternoon during the festival, and the filmmakers are paraded a few blocks from City Hall down to Holler Fountain on Washington Street, and then they disembark at the fountain, are announced to whatever crowds are there with fanfare, and then their photo is taken, and they're invited to enjoy a dinner. So this year, the tweak on that is that we are inviting the community to participate. The parade will be led down the street by a band out of Seattle called Chaotic Noise, and I invite anybody to check out this band because they are fabulous. So the band will be leading the parade. There are filmmakers in the parade. The community involvement piece is that we are inviting anybody who loves a parade and who in Port Townsend does not love a parade to dress up as a favorite movie character and come and be a part of all of the hoopla. Still filmmakers in cars, disembarking at a red carpet at Holler Fountain, still taking photographs, still announcing their film and who they are, but a little bit of extra.
So the band will be marching down the street and the community will be dancing and marching down with them in costume.
Absolutely.
Followed by the cars.
I believe so.
Bringing the,
Then the band will continue onto the stage on Taylor Street that is closed down for the outdoor film. They'll play for a little bit as participants enjoy some picnic dinners or whatever they bring to precede the outdoor film.
That's such a fun tradition, really. You know, most of the filmmakers who come to this festival have not had that much experience of being celebrated and wined and dined and introduced to the public.
Absolutely.
And they enjoy it so much.
And they talk amongst themselves. So many filmmakers in the years that I've worked with the films, they will ask, now, Port Townsend's the one that does the car parade, right? Yes, we put you in an antique car and we parade you down the street. And they think that's pretty fun.
Yeah, really. One thing I love about covering the festival is the filmmakers are so eager and delighted that we're interested in talking about their film. And a lot of these filmmakers, you know, they're lucky that they get into a festival here and there. These are not always the big blockbusters that are going to become the next big national hit. And the filmmakers are so delighted, and they are some of the greatest interviews I think we've ever done at the station because they are so full of energy and enthusiasm.
Absolutely. A couple things come to mind in responding to your comment. Port Townsend is such a special place, and those of us that have been here a year or 10 years or 20 years or 30 years, we know the specialness that it is, but we don't always hear from other people, you know, that they too think it's as special as we know it is. So the filmmakers that come here get a little piece of that magic. They get a little piece of the beauty that is the landscape of where we live, but also the people that are here, the people that love the arts, the people that appreciate film, and thus they appreciate the artists that are coming, the people that are making the films, that are involved in that process. and the fact that we get to celebrate them. You know, it is a frame of mind, if you will. Yeah. And one of the parts of why I love the work that I get to do with the festival is that I wouldn't have a job were it not for these artists that are out there telling their stories and making their films. Mm-hmm. And if I can, as part of the festival and the rest of our team, provide the space for their stories to be seen and experienced, and then to be able to have a conversation with those people that were involved in that. I mean, that at the end of the day, who gets paid to have that kind of fun? I do.
And we do. And frankly, as a radio station, it's been a delight to talk to these people and bring a lot of these people to even a much bigger audience than they can get at the post-film discussion at one of their screenings.
Absolutely.
And I've seen so many artists and filmmakers who become so attached to Port Townsend, they're almost locals. Like the first one, of course, that pops to mind is Karen Allen, who's been in a number of festivals and sometimes just comes here to be here.
Absolutely, she does.
Yeah. And John Sayles was so enthusiastic, and Chris Cooper, they were just so comfortable being here.
Absolutely.
Yeah. And Doug Blush, who
comes back year in year after year.
He's become a regular in terms of teaching seminars. One feature of the festival that does continue are these seminars that are being given by filmmakers.
Yeah, so we had this beta test, if you will, for women in film in the spring, where we offered these education seminars, both for film lovers and filmmakers. And it was successful, wasn't wildly successful, but successful enough that we wanted it to continue. So we made some improvements in the model of that and are really excited to have these forums, panels, and seminars. All of these are going to take place in the Cotton Building. So still this walkable festival that we are pretty proud to have, to be able to say that our festival is completely walkable, that it all is. Of our venues are right here.
And you walk around Water Street and the adjacent areas where the theaters are, and everybody's got their name tags on them. And you, if you're attending the festival, you know the films, and you see a name tag of someone who was in or made a film. It's perfectly comfortable to just say, hey, I love your film, and start talking with them on the street.
It is. And they seem really, really receptive to that.
Christy Spencer, Program Manager for the Port Townsend Film Festival. This week, Thursday evening through Sunday night, with free movies Friday, Saturday, and Sunday night at 7:30 on Taylor Street. The forums and seminars Christy spoke about all take place in the Cotton Building on Water Street. They include Documentary Lab with Doug Blush, a mini pitch workshop about selling your film idea, music supervision for film and TV, screenplay writing, acting for the screen, and other filmmaker panels. Attendance at these panels is through the pass that you purchase for your attendance at the festival. Now it's about time to start talking about some of the movies.
We have four films each evening of the festival starting Thursday, and it will culminate with the Indigo Girls concert on Monday the 25th. All four of these films are feature-length narrative and documentary, and they start Thursday evening with Red, White, and Brass. This is a feature narrative film, and it is based on a Tongan group of individuals that are trying to get to the rugby final match. It's a comedic film. It's full of vibrant colors and laughter and music and not to be missed.
The city council is putting together some entertainment for the Rugby World Cup.
There's still a way we can get tickets. We've got a marching band and we could perform at the game.
Ignore my son, he's an idiot.
The second, on Friday evening, is another feature narrative titled Glitter and Doom. And this has some contemporary music. It is a musical film that is covers of Indigo Girls music.
This world falls on me with dreams of immortality. Everywhere I turn, all the beauty just keeps shaking me.
I guess it's a love story, a queer romance love story set to a musical theme. So very fun. And we are planning a dance party following that screening. So wear your best glitter and sequins and come party under a disco ball with us. Saturday night is a documentary feature titled Joan Baez, I Am a Noise, a documentary film about Joan. A lot of information that we didn't really know about Joan, other than the activism and the ways that we got to see some of the work that she did outside of her music career. This is a very wonderful watch.
I walk out on the stage and I said, oh, she looks so peaceful. Exactly the opposite of what was going on inside. But I was aware that there were sorrows way greater than mine. Nonviolent action was what I was born for. I knew that I belonged there. And then Dylan showing up.
Well, I'll be damned. Here comes your ghost again.
I was just there riding the wave with him. I think Dylan broke my heart because it was so shattering. That, I admit.
And then the fourth film on Sunday evening is a documentary feature film titled It's Only Life After All. And this is a documentary film about the Indigo Girls. The director of the film, Alexandria Bombach, was Port Townsend Film Festival's first filmmaker in residence. So she was the first one that kicked off our residency program, which we're excited to continue next year. Alexandria will be in town with the film, and we're really excited about her involvement.
The important part of what we have experienced is more about activism and actions and just how you affect the people around you. So that's why context is important. From the context of the music business and what's going on in the world.
An estimated million people.
And the experience within the context of the community.
And then we end it all with the Indigo Girls concert Monday night out at McCurdy Pavilion.
Great theme programming.
Absolutely.
Really, really good. As always, of course, the film festival has many themes that run through it, and it's just because the film festival addresses what's going on in our world, and that's what filmmakers want to talk about. So, of course, there's a lot of environmental and activism-type films about the natural world around us.
Yes, our audience loves these adventure stories or, as you stated, activism stories, ways that people are looking around their world, challenging their world. There's a documentary shorts program. Powerful Women's Voices is a collection of four short films. I don't know. I guess I just invite people to check out those four films. Mm-hmm. I mean, if you want to be uplifted of what women are doing or have done, mm-hmm. that is a not-to-be-missed program. Mm-hmm. That's a pretty exciting program.
Photography is about light. The ability to see light and following the light. We exist in the mythological, but we exist in the hardcore present. And she gets all of that in just one photograph.
If you want to know who I am, you have to acknowledge where I come from.
There are two strains of the festival in terms of the features. There's feature documentary and feature narrative. Let's talk a little bit about narrative film.
Certainly.
Sometimes people think this is mostly a documentary film festival. It's not.
We are probably a 60-40 split, mm-hmm. documentary to narrative film. And that is very much on purpose. That is an intentional choice that we make because that's the request that we get. People enjoy documentary film and being informed. But there's room for narrative. I myself am a narrative film lover. I love the imagination that comes out of telling that story or taking a truth and making a little spin on that story in order to tell another. Mm. I would say two of my personal favorites in the narrative category One is a foreign film, I believe it's German, Everybody Wants to Be Loved. And this woman is very much like a lot of women in our present day society and wants to please everybody. And that's an impossible goal to achieve. Another one that I'm really excited about is Before I Change My Mind. This is a film that feels very young for Port Townsend Film Festival. It is a story of a non-binary young person that goes to a new high school, and as the students are trying to figure out whether this individual is a boy or is a girl, this person is grappling with, how do I fit in? It's very much a story, I think, regardless of where you land on the gender spectrum, is relatable, but specifically to those that are struggling with that identity. I really like the film. I hope our audiences do too.
This is KPDZ Port Townsend, and we're talking about the Port Townsend Film Festival 2023. We're speaking with Christy Spencer, Program Manager.
One thing, I mean, I don't want to get stuck in the movie star world, but there's two older women who are actors who are in films, and it's really good to see them. Rachel Ward from Australia and Jacqueline Bisset from America.
And then if I could add just one more, Lindsay Wagner from When Jack Came Back.
It took me a while to, I thought she looks familiar, and then
I knew that she was in the film when I was screening the film. Maybe for me, this is one of my favorite performances of Lindsay Wagner. For me, one of the things I love about Karen Allen, and now I'm putting Lindsay in that same category, is that they're women that are aging in this film industry and are not shying away from saying, yeah, I have some age spots, I got some wrinkles, but I'm not afraid of a close-up. If I can give a good performance, then none of the rest of that matters. For me, it really was pleasantly shocking to see yet another woman in the film industry, you know, saying, I don't care. Here's my performance. Judge me on that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. It's really, really exciting. There's three of them, Jacqueline Bisset, Rachel Ward, and Lindsay Wagner.
Well, and Jacqueline is just, I mean, she radiates when the camera is aimed in her direction, right? So Lauren and Rose is the film that Jacqueline is in. It's just a good ride to see her being her absolute best, as always.
Through it all, I saw a specter emerge. It was death. I heard it roar. And then I felt a gentle, healing spirit breathing life back into me. And a woman's deep voice whispered, "You have power."
And Rachel Ward, who we haven't seen much in films, is in a documentary which she actually produced.
Yes.
About her life post-movie stardom.
Absolutely.
In Australia, and she's a farmer. And she has some interesting take on farming and what she's learned about farming that really will feed into our knowledge and our interests here in this area.
Absolutely. Very excited to have not Rachel, but a producer on the film will be attending with Rachel's farm.
Regen farming allows a more active role for women. It's not as reliant on brute strength.
Oh, that looks fun.
I feel incredibly hopeful.
Just stand at the doorway.
I know that changing my farm is not going to change the world, but if everybody does a little bit, we can.
Are they coming?
Yeah.
Come on.
Let's pivot a little bit to talk about the outdoor movies this year and the change in the food situation. And it sounds like it's a good thing that you've done in terms of changing the way people handle food and outdoor movie at night.
Certainly. So a little bit on the outdoor films. In selecting those films, we want them to be family friendly. We want one that is a little more youth focused, yet still entertaining for an older population. And so where I guess I landed with input from others was this trio of Roald Dahl stories. And yes, we realize Roald Dahl was not necessarily the most stand-up individual ever to write stories. But man, there was some creativity that came out of that brain. Yeah. So Friday night's film is James and the Giant Peach. Saturday night's film is Willy Wonka and the Chocolate Factory, the Gene Wilder version, which in my opinion is the only one that matters.
That's a film that people I know worship that film. And I never got it.
As do I.
They're younger than me, but that film really hit a generation.
Boys and girls, the chocolate room. Come with me and you'll be in a world of pure imagination. Take a look and you'll see into your imagination.
What is this, Wonka? Some kind of fun house?
Why, having fun?
We are the music makers. And we are the dreamers.
And then Sunday night's film is Matilda. So a really great trio of films that I'm very excited for them. My children are excited for them. My peers are excited for them. So that's good.
Once upon a time, there was a girl named Matilda.
Hi, Dad.
Get in the car, Melinda.
Matilda.
Whatever.
Who was extraordinary in every way.
Pretty soon you'll be able to do any multiplication, whether it's 2 times 7.
14.
Or 13 times 379.
4,927.
Wow.
One of our ideas is to engage in this idea of a picnic meal on Taylor Street each night. So in adjusting our programming from 5 screenings a day to 2 screenings a day, we could relax the time that it takes to get from film to film. And one of those is to create a dinner hour, a gathering space on Taylor Street that is already closed down and ripe for conversation and networking with other people. So we will provide music on the stage at Taylor Street during the dinner hour and invite our film goers to visit a local eatery in Port Townsend that is taking part in this idea of a to-go picnic dinner. And they can select from an array of restaurants that are participating, grab that meal, bring it back to Taylor Street, and enjoy some conversation, some music, and that meal. So what we're doing is driving customers into these restaurants. Of course, the other option is to pack your own meal and eat it downtown if you don't like any of the
options. Especially with
your
kids, if they're a little picky, you know, bring their favorite thing.
Certainly.
How do we get a list of restaurants that are participating?
We'll have a list available, just lined out what the eatery is, what is the meal that they're offering, and where they're located. And that will be available in hospitality during the weekend.
Oh, boy, the film festival. What an institution. This is what year of the film?
We are 24 years this year and already looking to what events and how do we make our 25th year super special next year.
Program manager Christy Spencer talking about the Port Townsend Film Festival Thursday, September 21st through Sunday, September 24th, plus the sold-out Indigo Girls concert on Monday night at Fort Warden. I asked Christy about the festival's future plans and the influence of its new director, Danielle McClelland, known as Danny by all of her colleagues.
I think Danny has done a magnificent job, especially working with our board of directors. And we know where we've been, but we did not necessarily have a clear idea of where we were going when Danny came on board. And what they've been able to do is really do the hard work to get really clear. You know, Jeanette retired amid COVID, so it was really unclear where, it's still unclear, honestly, what is the future of film festivals and what is our place? I mean, honestly, we can say, what is the future of film? I think that Danny really has found some clarity for those of us on staff, for board members, and now we're starting to roll that out to our volunteer base and the community at large in just being really transparent about who we are, who we strive to be, where we want to go. And it's really exciting for individuals like myself who really strive within knowing how big is the sandbox? And then I can make whatever creative thing within the size of that sandbox. That's my analogy. A lot of people may think that that's boring work, but it's necessary work to really make an organization be successful. And I think that that, for me, is the best way to describe what Danny is doing with the festival. And I'm really excited to see where we go in the next, 3 to 5 years.
Yeah.
One of the biggest reasons I think that I enjoy my job so much is I enjoy using film as a way to spark conversation. So especially films that challenge a thought or challenge a value system. Yeah. And to be able to hold that space open for conversation that is welcoming and inclusive and inviting, really can help us as a society talk about difficulties and problems and settle some of the divisiveness that can come up just if we have a little bit of an understanding about how our neighbors are thinking or feeling or taking in the same information. So the story that's laid out in front of you, your take on it would be perhaps different than my take on it. And then that shared conversation after watching that is eye-opening. And I think that I welcome those sometimes difficult conversations afterwards. So in my role to be able to set up that space, I think is really exciting for me anyway.
Now you've heard about the Port Townsend Film Festival. Passes and all of the information and schedules are at ptfilmfest.com. One last minute addition to the festival will be Lindsay Wagner and her son, Alex Kinji, hosting one of the filmmaker forums at the Cotton Building on Sunday from 4 to 6 p.m. Starting Thursday afternoon, there will be a hospitality office on Taylor Street, which is Film Festival Central from Thursday through Sunday. Outdoor free family films on Taylor Street Friday, Saturday, and Sunday evenings at 7:30 p.m.
Violins, when we get to... It's the slurs. That's where the crazy is there. Accent?
I want to thank Christy Spencer, Danielle McClelland, and their top-notch staffers, Abba Kaiser and Keith Hitchcock, for all their help in putting this program together. And I want to thank you, our KPTZ listeners, for keeping us going on this 12-and-a-half-year run so far. I'm Larry Stein. Thank you for listening.
This is kind of strange.
Yes, but it's fun.
Charlie, don't forget what happened to the man who suddenly got everything he always wanted.
What happened?
He lived happily ever after.
It's all about narrative. Everything in life is about narrative. And can this person tell a good story?
See you at the film festival.